Welcome back to, no, I'm kidding. We won't start it that way. I'm a dork and that's okay. Josh, good to see you. Listeners, welcome back to Learn Up with Impulse Creative. Josh, how's this going, man?
It's going great. The weather, I don't know. I heard yesterday from a client that the weather in Chicago was 66. Mm-hmm. How's it in Michigan?
So yesterday it was 70. Today it's 34.
Oh.
Yeah. So we had storms overnight. It dramatic. Yeah. We had storms overnight. We had, I mean, it's a serious thing. I'm kind of like laughing about it, but like there was a tornado warning. I think a small tornado touchdown like an hour away from us. So like but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So that's good. Yeah, but that dramatic change from 70 to 30 degrees is what?
Yeah. It's 66 yesterday here, 66 today. And then I think it's going to drop tomorrow.
Yeah,
but it's rainy. Hopefully it's not dramatic. Like a beautiful, beautiful day. It's just rainy all day. And like, I'm ready for warm weather.
So I'm ready for warm weather, but I'm also I'm trying to temper myself. Like it's still February. It's the end of the month, but it's still February. It's still winter. And in Michigan, that means it's winter. Like it should be cold. And when it was like 70, I'm thinking, great, I could use this weather all the time, but maybe not in February.
Motorcycle, get going. And then,
right. I almost got it out yesterday, but I'm like, no, it's still winter. Like I shouldn't ask for warm weather in winter unless I move to a warm temperate climate. Cause climate change is not good anyway. So speaking of changes and drastic changes, we got at least one drastic change to talk about today. We'll get to the new HubSpot navigation. There's a little teaser for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk though a little bit about something else with our Learn Up, our updates. You brought this up, and I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are. The custom objects have a pipeline view now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was doing a little triage for a client, and I was speaking to someone on our team, and I was like, could this be the issue? Like, I've never seen this before, and that's how I discovered it. I thought this was an issue, that they created this, and as great as this person is, they're like, no, this is something that HubSpot just deployed for all new custom objects. And I was like, oh, okay. I think it's valuable for the reason of, it's like a lot of people don't know that you can have stages and pipelines within custom objects. So I think it's valuable for people to see that and be like, oh, I can do that with this. Because a lot of custom objects, you don't know that you can do it, but there's so much value in that. Like our custom object of our clients, like having stages in that is so valuable for us because we can see it in that Kanban board of where everyone is in their stage and things of that nature. So just like the deal pipeline, there's other custom objects that can use it. So I see a lot of value in that, just in the awareness of pipelines. I did talk to you while we were talking through this, and I was like, man, could you imagine if, and I know this is kind of like the new tool prospecting that HubSpot has came out with, but if you just, even for like lifecycle stages, if you could have a pipeline on the contact side, so you can then see where everyone is, all your contacts stacked up within their lifecycle stage or their deal status or whatever they are, or lead status, wherever they are in that, we could visualize that a little more. And I think we're getting towards that, but seeing where this is going and what it potentially could be is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're using lifecycle stage, right?
Yeah,
like, I mean, I don't know if this is when you're talking to clients brand new to HubSpot and those veterans, and you're like, so lifecycle stage, you're like, what?
It's intimidating.
Really?
When you first get lifecycle stage, like, I got to update this. And then you're like, well, we do have something called lead scoring that you could use to help manually update this and do that. But yes, you can make it based off of actions. And it's still a little overwhelming for people when they first get into it.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't even thinking about this, but the lifecycle stage is now customizable. And it didn't used to be. When we were first using HubSpot, you couldn't change that. And it was frustrating, but now it's so editable and customizable that you're like, well, yeah, but this doesn't even look like what it used to. So like the, yeah, anyway, yeah, the custom objects. So the pipelines thing, that's cool. And when you first brought it up, I thought, well, yeah, no, like we've had this,
yeah,
we've had stages. You know, we've got our custom object is called services.
Yeah.
And when you have a training service with us, the learning ops team, we put you through those stages, but we've never had it as that board view. And that's the new thing. And that's really cool. And I just did that to my services to see what it looks like. And it's pretty cool. I'm not used to it yet, 'cause I don't look at my services that way. I look at it in a list for certain reasons, but like, it's really cool. And maybe not every custom object needs it, but if you do, you've got it now. So
yeah, someone came to you real quick and said, how far along are all your clients? Like, what client is currently going through this stage?
Yep.
You could real quick Kanban board it up and look in there and say, oh, I got 14, because it probably will tell you at the bottom there, just like in the deal stage, you have a total number in there. And then you could real quick tell that person, okay, I have this many people in this stage, or I have this many people about to graduate. We just have that graduation coming up. It's valuable. And I know there are a lot of people that, a lot of clients that I have had at least that are in the training. So having that services is valuable, but also there's a lot of education based clients coming in now. So them having, okay, this is where my student is currently in our process and things of that nature, just that visualization, because some people lists just don't work. Having that visualization of a card and being able to move them across different stages is just so much valuable, of just seeing it work. So I think that value is there. I'm excited for a potential. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but it gets me excited about that. The contact, maybe having a Kanban board. So we can have that visualization as well.
Yeah. Love the idea. Very cool. So that's a cool update. Love that. We also have something that was frustrating me personally. So in the dashboards, when we're teaching reporting and we go to dashboards and we talk about how the dashboard tells the full story and it's really cool and it's all customizable. And, you know, what I will often say is every report on your dashboard can have its own filters like date range, because you might want to have a section that shows reports from last year, a couple from this year, a couple from this quarter, and a couple from like this week. So you can have it be totally customizable, or you can have a filter for the entire dashboard to say, show me everything happening in the last 30 days. That used to be super easy. The dashboard filter just said date range, team, owner, pipeline, like that was it. Yep. HubSpot added some really cool functionality to have dashboard filters be kind of anything, but it took away that ability to just quickly do it by like date range, for instance. And I grumbled like an old man does and said, get off my lawn, quit changing stuff. But now under the quick, right? Yes. It's your turn soon. You know, there were two, things in your dashboard. One said quick filters, one said dashboard filters, and it's in beta still. But the quick filters was just empty. Like you would save a filter and it would be there for you. Recently, I didn't realize this had changed. You click on quick filters and it shows dynamic quick filters, which are those ones that we've had before. Date range, owners, teams. Right? So they're bringing that back, which is great. Now, I still think it's a different functionality than it used to be, because you have to like take a couple of steps to get there, but it's back. And so now we can look at the date range for the entire dashboard, because it was really hard to find that under the main filters. So I like that, bringing that functionality back. Have you seen that?
I did. I actually had a client that we did the reporting session with them. And what I liked, I just like how they just give you everything. Like, we're not just going to give you these four properties to filter from. Now we're just getting everything. You get your data sources. And it's always like a lead into, here are three different data sources that you can filter from. You'll hear more about data sources later when we get to our custom report builder. But I love that HubSpot is, we're not holding anything back. Here you go. Do what you want with it. I haven't been able to do the research on this, and you might know the answer. So we might get the answer today. I had a client yesterday and we were going through that beta functionality. And they were like, well, if I set these filters, is it just for me on the dashboard, or is it across the entire dashboard for every client? And I was like, to be honest with you, I have never thought about that, and I am not 100% sure. I believe it's just for the dashboard. But I said, that's a good question. I've never thought about that. So I need to do the research on that. Or do you know the answer right now?
I mean, so I would think that if you're the dashboard owner, it'll change it for the dashboard.
Yeah.
For like everyone, right? Yeah. But I'm not sure entirely. Let's do this. So do you have HubSpot open in your on your computer?
I do. I always have HubSpot open on my computer.
So I mean, I figured. if you go to our dashboards,
yes.
Go to the HubSpot onboarding dashboard and see if there's a filter. Because I just added one to see what it would do.
And you, I don't think I have any filters.
So but you're looking at the HubSpot onboarding dashboard and it just says clear filters. Progress. Oh.
I was excited. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Yep. I don't see one in our quick filters and I don't see one
okay.
in there. So yeah, I think it's
just so there you go.
For you. So that's yep. great. Live finding out how it works.
What's funny to me about that is we've both been using HubSpot since like 2010, 2011, like forever. Yeah. And there's still something to learn or just more deeply understand. So for those listening who are like, I just can't get it all. It's okay to not get it all because you're just not going to get it all. And that's fine.
And it's great because in our onboardings, like we have our own perspective, but everyone else has their own and their own things that they're thinking of that are going to be useful to them. So hearing that, like I heard that, and I was like, I've never even thought about that.
Honestly, I've never needed to. Why would I? Yeah,
I'm not really in the reporting tool other than showing people how to use it. So like having that and having that perspective is valuable for us because now that one person asked that question, if someone else later in that line, that forces me to go do that research and figure out that answer. That next person understands that and we can share it with everybody. So
yeah,
I love it.
Good stuff. Always learning, right?
Yes.
Always sure. learning. We'll learn up. so that's dashboard filters and quick filters. The last update here is, I think, going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
There's new navigation. Josh, tell me about the new navigation. What happened?
So I saw a fun little tool or a fun little message up top in our dashboard that says, here, try the new beta navigation. And I'm like, I haven't seen anyone on the team talk about this yet. So let's try it out. And I clicked it and I was like, oh no, I am not down for this. It changed everything. So I took a quick screenshot to share it with the team and I shared it. And then I said, well, how do I get rid of this? Because I don't like it right now, but I forget who was sharing their screen that had it. And I was like, hey, if you want to get out of this, I think it was another partner and we were on an onboarding call. And I was like, hey, he's like, I can't get out of it. I was like, if you want to get out of it, trust me, I found out how. But he did use it. And the one thing I noticed that I really love about it is the CRM section, to where you don't have to go into, you don't have like this custom objects section. It's just objects. Yep. So I really enjoyed that.
So I envision you like that cat that falls into the pool and immediately regrets it, right? Just like instant regret.
100%.
Get me out of here. when I saw you share it, I thought, oh, okay, cool. Let's go try it. So different perspectives. I had the opposite reaction. I thought, oh, interesting. Let me look at this. There are times when I'm like, oh, hell no, get me out of here. So I feel you.
Yeah. It might have been if you clicked that button, you might have had that like instant, oh no.
Right.
But I shared the picture so you're like able to digest it right away, not see the change. But yeah, I had that instant, oh no.
Yep. What I love about it though right now is that, interesting. What is that doing? So I'm playing with it. Anyway, so there is these groupings now that make more sense than they have before. Yeah. for the last couple of years, as HubSpot's grown, it's felt like that navigation is like, well, just put it here. I don't know. Just put it here. Yeah. And there was even like in under the sales area, there was sales analytics. And then you go to reports and there was reports sales. It was the same thing. Like, why is this in here twice? This seems confusing. And maybe some people are like, I didn't even know that existed. But, you know, for those of us who navigate that a ton and try to show people, it got confusing. And it was always annoying to say, okay, go to contacts and then go to contacts, or go to contacts and then go to companies. People are like, what do you mean? That in the navigation was just called contacts. Now it's called CRM, like you referenced.
Or going in there and trying to get someone to go to list and saying, okay, go up to the contacts in your navigation. They instantly click contacts, contacts. And you're like, oh, no, get out of that. Let's go to list.
Yep. So this is much, I think, way more intuitive. Now, it still is a lot to digest. I went the other day to look for, what was it? It was under marketing, maybe, under CRM. It was something where I was like, oh, it was CRM. So CRM is a lot. Yeah. It's the objects. It's the main objects and the custom objects. It's lists, inbox, calls, tasks. And then if you scroll down in that navigation, it's quotes, payments, invoices, subscriptions. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So if you don't know that you have to scroll, that navigation pops out on the side over on the left-hand side. And it just looks like you don't like it, like it just stops, right? It stops at tasks and that's it. So you don't even realize that there's quotes, payment links, etc. So there's still a little bit of UX that maybe isn't perfect, but you've got CRM as a grouping. You've got marketing. You've got web content. You've got automations. Makes sense. Even under automations, you've got workflows, sequences, chat flows, and surveys.
Yeah.
So now they're moving these things under different umbrellas, which is really cool. You've got one for reporting and data. You've got one for library, and it includes your templates, your meeting scheduler, your files, your documents. Like it just, so now things like documents or playbooks aren't under sales, while snippets and templates are under conversations. Like it's just, it seems to be better. So I really like that. It is on the left-hand side, which is weird. It does pop out for you. From the left. So it like takes up part of your screen. So I had a comment, another Josh that I'm acquaintances with, a friend with, on LinkedIn said, I don't like it because it feels like HubSpot is in a box now and it's small and I can't see everything.
Yeah.
Well, that navigation can go away. It can be sticky. You can have it out all the time, or you can have it be, dynamic. So it doesn't have to be out and make everything feel small. So far I'm a fan. I really like it.
Yeah, I just need to get in there and just not be that old man of, this is new, I don't like it. It's kind of like the workflow tool when that changed. And everyone was like, I don't like this. But eventually, like, it's kind of working. It's like, I don't mind it now. Like, yeah. I still need to figure out kind of like where they categorize everything, because I feel like they've recently changed it around a little more.
Yeah.
But I like it. The one thing is that I'm noticing is, we just got a commerce hub. Is that gone now? And is that just CRM? Or are they going to implement commerce into a section and have quotes, payment links, payments? Because that would be valuable, because it will minimize what is in that CRM if you do have a lot of these custom objects. Because it can get a little overwhelming if you have a lot of custom objects in there.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, that's a good question for the product team for sure. It would be nice to have that commerce there. Although it does feel like right now, like, I mean, marketing is a marketing hub, but like it's not, you know, sales hub, marketing hub, CMS hub, operations hub. It's not the hubs, it's how we use it.
Yeah.
So like just calling it commerce would make sense, even though we called it commerce hub, but like this is commerce, e-com, whatever you call it. That would make sense. But yeah, I don't know. It's a good question for the team. Hey, product team, as you're listening to our podcast, because we know all of HubSpot does, all 5,000 employees or whatever. No, I don't know.
It's their morning wake up.
That's right.
To learn up.
There you go, man. There's there's learn up for this round. Custom objects as pipeline Kanban view. Dashboard filters and quick filters are continuing to evolve. And then that new navigation is there for you. So lots to learn up here on this episode. So there you go. Josh, what do you think about sending people to our reviews and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Should we ask for that?
Yeah, for Apple Podcast and those things, if you could graciously give us a review, we would so appreciate that. If only if you're enjoying it. We always will tell you if we ask for a review, please be completely honest. Please let us know what you would like to hear from us. And even so, if you're listening to the show and you're like, man, they haven't covered this yet, please reach out to us. We would love to hear what you want to say so we can cover exactly what you want to hear. So.
Absolutely. And you can always find all of our episodes at impulsecreative.com/learnuppodcast, all one word. You can see past episodes and hear what else we've been talking about. So we're always trying to learn up and help you learn up in HubSpot. So thanks for listening.